connected consumer.
Hi, my name is Rosie Sarah, and I'm one of the hosts of Parks Associates' podcast, The Connected Consumer. This podcast is all about Parks Associates' data-driven market insights on emerging consumer technology products and services, featuring our talented analyst team and industry leaders bringing new and innovative products to market. In today's episode, you'll get an inside scoop of Parks Associates' inaugural Smart Spaces Conference, which was held on April 17th through 18th in Frisco, Texas. The executive conference brought together property owners, building managers, and technology leaders to discuss innovations in the multi-dwelling and hospitality environments, as well as showcase exclusive research from our wonderful research team. I had the honor of interviewing some of the event attendees, and some of the voices that you will hear are from Matt Newman, Director of Business Development at Vantiva, Travis Willis, Senior Product Manager at Dormakaba America, Fumi Shingai, CEO of Chemistry, Michael Doucette, Vice President of Connected Venues at Blueport, and of course, our very own Elizabeth Parks, President and CMO, and Mindy Sue Sternblitz-Rubenstein, Vice President of Marketing at Parks Associates.
Today, I am with Parks Associates President and CMO, Elizabeth Parks. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Good. Excited to be here. We are kicking off our inaugural event, Smart Spaces Conference, here in Plano, Texas. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit more about what has been happening so far. We just started, and what you're most excited about.
So we had great opening presentations from Jennifer Kent, Kristen Hannick, and then Chris White led the opening session talking about what property managers and building owners are looking for. So far to start, I've already learned a lot from our first opening panel, particularly about the housing market, the shifts with interest rates, the requirements for investments, and really how property owners, building managers, and investors are taking a look at the market. So far it's going great. And we have a beautiful day in Dallas, Texas, which is also the number one city for multifamily properties right now and growth.
Ooh, heard it here first, everybody. Today I am with Travis Willis with Dormakaba America. Hi, Travis.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Excited to be here. So I know that you've joined a couple of our panel sessions and had great conversations. Tell us about your experience as a speaker.
It's been fantastic. I'm really honored to get the ask to come and participate. I've been in the multifamily space for quite a few years now. Know it really, really well and appreciate the opportunity to talk to everybody because it's a who's who of who matters at this show.
Yeah. So tell us about maybe something that like took you by surprise or something new that you learned at Smart Spaces.
Well, unfortunately, we were right about everybody's pain. I think that's the biggest takeaway is, I hate to say it, I feel good because a lot of the pain points that I've heard discussed, our new liaison platform was intentionally designed to start working on removing that pain and friction that everybody feels. Mm-hmm. So that's the good thing. So I hate to say it. I'm happy to hear everybody's pain's the right kind of pain.
Makes sense. Is there anything else that you're looking forward to as we finish out day two?
Additional partnering conversations. That's the other reason I was here. I help lead a lot of our effort with software partners all across the spectrum, both on the access control side, prop tech side, smart apartment side. So getting a chance to meet some new players, talk to some existing partners that we know has been great. So looking forward for a couple more conversations with potential partners for Dormakaba.
Amazing. Can you tell our audience where they can find you or Dormakaba on social media platforms?
Yeah, I have a big footprint on LinkedIn, so I'm not that hard to find. Dormakaba US also is on there and Dormakaba Global. We are a global manufacturer, so we have reach all around the globe on stuff. So just look us up on LinkedIn and look me up on LinkedIn as well.
Today, I am with Michael Doucette. He was part of our panel earlier this morning. It's called The Big Picture, What's Driving Growth and How Fast Will It Happen? Michael, can you tell us a little bit more about Blueport and Blueport's place in the ecosystem?
Sure. Blueport's a 20-year-old managed service provider. We've been providing managed Wi-Fi throughout those years. Really our core competency in helping, you know, bring this service to the multifamily space. And so we're just focused on helping owners, you know, get their buildings connected, make some revenue while they're doing it, and offer the living experience that they're looking to offer.
Incredible. So I know that you had some really good comments about the industry, human capital, and AI. Could you try and explain to us a little bit what you covered during the session?
Yeah. So I think, as we know, AI is coming pretty quickly. And, there's a lot of interesting things around AI and what it's capable of doing already. And I think we're just at the beginning. And so, in my mind and what I see is folks are already using tools like ChatGPT and looking at ways to improve their overall operational efficiency. And I think just as we continue to explore AI, you'll start to see the human capital reduce, because I think a lot of frontline jobs that are out there right now are going to get replaced by a technology that can really, interact quite freakishly in some manners to really get the point across and get the job done. So it's really interesting space to be in. And it's very interesting to see what's going to happen in the next handful of years with this technology.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. And we look forward to having you join us in networking sessions.
Awesome. My pleasure.
Thank you. I am with Fumi Shingai, CEO of Chemistry. Hi, Fumi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So Fumi, tell us a little bit about your experience at Smart Spaces so far.
All right. I've been around this industry for 10 years. So originally, I started, work with iControl Networks, which was a kind of Comcast back in 2017. Okay. So partnering with, iControl, we have launched, first smartphone service in Japan back in 2015.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about, the differences between maybe attending Connections last year, because I know we had a fun little conversation at Connections last year, and maybe the difference between attending that event and this event.
Mm-hmm. I think, Connections is more focusing on the smart home space, right? Mm-hmm. But this is first time for me to join this conference.
Yeah.
So this is more focusing on prop techs. Mm-hmm. Not only, focusing on smart home.
Right.
You were talking about, manager Wi-Fi, access control, et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this year. And we look forward to your attendance at future Parks Associates events.
Yeah. I'm joining Connection.
Good. Awesome. We'll see you then. Today, I am here with Matt Newman. Welcome back to the podcast.
Great. Thank you, Rosie. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you too. So Matt here is the Director of Business Development at Ventiva. And so this is the first Smart Spaces event of the year and of Smart Spaces in general. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your experience so far. This is day two. How have you enjoyed the sessions?
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's been very informative, I think. The multi-dwelling space is a vertical that Ventiva is absolutely very interested in addressing with our IoT solutions. And so we're really here not only to get the word out about that, but also to learn. And there's a lot going on here and a lot of great speakers. The panels have been fascinating. In fact, Reza Raji, our SVP of IoT, was on one of the panels, which I thought went very well. And I personally have been getting a lot out of it. And I hope to get around and see some of the vendors during the breaks as well.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, so Ventiva is a sponsor for Smart Spaces.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the experience as a sponsor here at Smart Spaces.
Sure. Yeah, as a sponsor, of course, again, one of the big things is to get our name out there. The IoT division within Ventiva is relatively new. We are ramping it up, to go along with our broadband and video, businesses. And so we're out there to get our name out there. We also recently rebranded the business. We were Technicolor, which is a 100-plus-year-old, company known for the movie, motion picture, video gaming industries. And so we rebranded as Ventiva because, and split off that part of the business as Technicolor Creative Studios. Really because we felt like we needed a fresh start, a new brand for those core technology businesses, one of which is IoT.
And with Mindy Sue, our VP of marketing. Hi, Mindy Sue.
Hi, Rosie.
Thank you for joining the podcast real quick. Tell us a little bit more about your experience at Smart Spaces so far and some of the speakers that you're excited to hear from.
So we've had a great turnout so far. This is opening day for Smart Spaces 2023. We listened to an opening panel. Chris White from our research team did a great presentation and opening. So I'm really looking forward to all of the speakers. Everybody's really new to this event because this is our new event. So everything's exciting to hear.
Thank you. Is there anything that you are interested in learning more about?
Well, somebody did mention the easy button. How can you make all this technology easy for the user, easy for the property managers? So I'd like to see how everyone else solves that problem.
I love that. Okay, one last question. What would you say the audience benefits most out of attending this event?
I think we bring together so many different industry leaders. It's not just, okay, we're bringing vendors. We're bringing property managers, builders, really everybody involved in the ecosystem. So I feel like you're getting a whole ecosystem view of everything. And yeah. So, you know, if you don't catch this in-person event, we have several upcoming virtual events that you can join. So really just be a part of our Smart Spaces community and learn it all.
Join us, everybody.